It's 11 o'clock tonight here on BBC Radio 3. Time for Jazz Lineup with Claire Martin.
Hello. On today's show, I'll be joined by some of the finest UK players for some very special performances from our BBC Maid of Our studios as Radio 3 continues its celebration of British music throughout June. Keyboardist John Turville and bassist Jonathan Harvey will be in session later on the show as part of a trio led by Israeli-born drummer and bandleader Asaf Circus. Her special guest today will be Gareth Lacrane. Also on the show, concert music by Irish trumpeter Linley Hamilton and his sextet, recorded as part of the celebrations of this year's City of Culture in Derry, Londonderry. Plus, I'll be catching up with pianist Hugh Warren and saxophonist Ian Ballamy, who are two-thirds of the trio Quercus. More from that album later on in the show, which also features folk legend June Tabor, so stay tuned. First up, here's a new release from the next co-leader, Australian bassist Lloyd Swanton, with their reggae-tinged reading of the standard I Cover the Waterfront. Their knack is being able to put a jazz spin on grooves from around the globe, according to the Australian Financial Review. So let's hear a dose of musical sunshine, and this is I Cover the Waterfront. A reggae version of the standard I Cover the Waterfront, played by the seven-piece Australian group The Catholics, who are one of Australia's most popular jazz acts, led by the bassist Lloyd Swanton. And as you heard, they combine the catchiness of pop music with jazz blowing, something very different from Down Under. But now to our live session here at the BBC Maidervale Studios. In 1998, drummer, percussionist, composer Asif Serkis left Israel and settled in London in April 1999. He very soon became part of the UK jazz and world music scene and gained a reputation as one of the world's premier drummers. So here with their progressive jazz fusion blend, John Turville on keyboards and Jonathan Harvey on bass, and soon to be joined by Gareth Lacrane on flute, this is the Asif Serkis Trio. Shepherd Stories by the SF Circus Trio, and I'm pleased to say SF is joining me now to talk about the new album. Fantastic, SF. I mean, that was full of energy, full of vibe.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Pleasure. So tell us about the new CD. I read somewhere that you were inspired by Deja Vu.
Yes. I mean, I've always been interested in the way melodies and, you know, music has an effect on our soul, basically. And I really love this moment sometimes. You know, you probably know it from your experience, you know, when you hear a tune and you feel as if you've heard it before, but you're not sure from where. And, you know, sometimes it might be something that will remind you something of your, you know, I wouldn't say past life, but, you know, other times in your life. I say, ah, I know this from somewhere, but you're not sure from where. So that's, for me, is Shepherd Stories.
Yeah, Shepherd Stories. And why that title specifically?
Yeah, so it's like something from a distant past, from, you know, when we were more connected to nature, you know.
Let's talk about your distant past, not that long ago, but what were you playing when you were playing in Israel? What sort of music and what was the scene like there?
Well, it was very interesting and extremely varied. You know, at the time I was there, you couldn't make a living out of being only a jazz drummer or a rock drummer or anything drummer. So I had to, everybody on the scene had to play everything. So anything from Jewish music and, you know, Balkan music, Arabic music, jazz, rock. Even I would play a lot of, like, free jazz as well, and anything in between as well. So a lot of, it's a big mixture of a lot of things together.
And when you came to Europe and you eventually sort of decided to settle here, what was it about the UK jazz scene that attracted you?
Well, the first thing I really loved about the scene in the UK is that it was very welcoming. I felt very welcomed, and I met a lot of musicians and started to play immediately. And I was also struck by the level of, you know, musicians here. And this is actually something that I'm continuing to be struck by, because, you know, the new guys coming on the scene and they're all really playing great music and great players. So it's good. It gives me a lot of satisfaction to see someone who is playing very well his own instrument and playing beautiful music.
You're going to invite to your great musicians already, a phenomenal flautist, Gareth Lacrane.
Absolutely.
Tell us about him and also about the next track that he will be performing on.
Yeah, I mean, Gareth is somebody I've been admiring and playing with every now and again in the last 5 or 6 years. And it's always been a pleasure for me to hear and play with him. And when I wrote the music for the new album, I played around with some keyboard sounds, and then there was this flute sound, and I really liked that sound. And I said, "Ah, this is a good chance for him to come and play with us." So I asked him to join us, and he agreed, and I'm really glad to have him on board.
And what's the name of the tune we're about to hear?
The tune we're going to hear is called Traveller. It's going to feature both Gareth and John.
Fantastic. The SF Circus Trio featuring Gareth McCrane and The Traveller. More session music from them later on in the show. Well, let's hear something from an album that really was the talk of the town last year. Vocalist Christine Tobin, who's one of the most expressive and original singers on the scene, bravely set the poetry of W.B. Yeats to music that she wrote and arranged. The result is a tremendous union of poetry and music, with Christine sounding exquisite, accompanied by world-class musicians. Liam Noble on piano, Phil Robson on guitar, and today's session guest, Gareth McCrane on flute, Kate Shaw on cello, and Dave Whitford on double bass. Here's the track entitled The Fisherman.
Although I can see him still, that freckled man who goes to a great place on a hill in great Connemara clothes at dawn to cast his flies. It's long since I began to call up to the eyes this wise and simple day I'd looked in the face what I had hoped would be to write for my own race and the reality the living man that I hate the dead man that I craven man in his seat, the insolent unreproved, and no knave brought to book who has won a drunken cheer. The witty man and his joke aimed at the commonest ear, the clever man who cries, the catch cries of the clown, the beating down of the wise and great art beaten down.
Dream and cried before I am old, I
shall have written him one poem, maybe as cold and passionate as the
From her acclaimed Sailing to Byzantium, that was The Fisherman with words by W.B. Yeats and music written and arranged by Christine Tobin. And that CD is out on Trial Bell Records. Rakshasha is the title for the debut album from guitarist Simon Thacker and sets a benchmark for Indian-Western collaboration. The CD features writing by famed US minimalist composer Terry Riley, India's Shirish Kord and Scotland's Nigel Osborne. Each writer brings their own perspective on the richness of the contrast between West and South Asian culture. With tabla master Sava Sabri in full flow on this track, let's enjoy Svaranjali. Thank you. That was the track Sparangeli, and that track with Simon on guitar featured the tabla magic of Sava Sabri. Other musicians featuring on that new release are Jacqueline Shave on violin and Japjit Kaur on vocals. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, on FM, online and on DAB Digital Radio, coming to you from our studios at BBC Maida Vale. Coming up later on the show, stay tuned for some more session music from our very special guest band, the Asaf Circus Trio, featuring Gareth Lacrane. Before we talk to saxophonist Ian Ballamy, who is in Froome, and pianist Hugh Warren, who's in Wales, about their project with legendary singer June Table, who's one of the most distinctive interpreters of traditional song, let's hear a track from their new recording on ECM Records, Quercus. And this is the beautiful Who Wants the Evening Rose, a composition by Les Baxter and Yosef Hader.
The evening rose, wild as this autumn night, blown by this wind that blows us all, sets all our years in flight. Who wants the evening rose outside your garden wall, out here where no one knows the truth, no one will see you fall. Who wants the evening rose here in this autumn night? Safe from the God who knows you all, want all your roses white. White roses out of reach, whereas they're left to turn, have I the time to teach you all that you'd like to learn? Thank you.
Who Wants the Evening Rose, sung by June Tabor from the album Quercus. And I'm talking to saxophonist Ian Ballamy, who's in Frome, and the pianist of Quercus, Hugh Warren, who's in Wales. Ian, welcome to Jazz Lineup.
Thank you.
Give us the background to this project, Ian. Whose idea was this to get you three together?
I can't remember exactly who decided, but it seemed like a good idea for the three of us to get together and do something that wasn't like the work she normally did with Hugh, and was like nothing I'd ever done before. But the fit was really good. That's the thing I always think when playing with a singer. For me, it's quite rare to get a good fit musically and in every respect. It's something where you can try and integrate with the singer and make one sound and blend, you know, not just be like the backing saxophone player or something like that.
But you're already an ECM recording artist. How did you take this to Manfred at ECM? Did you had he heard of June Tabor?
You know what? I'm not sure if he did, but it took us quite some time to get this record out. But when it finally came out, it ended up in the right place, which was on ECM. And in fact, when it was recorded, my relationship with ECM hadn't actually even begun yet. So sometimes they say, you know, they're saying good things come to those who wait. Mm. This is definitely a case of that. And it came from having recorded the tour that we did in 2005 or 6 or whatever it was, when I was sitting in the office at ECM with Steve Lake, who's their musicologist, he said, "And you know, please tell me what other stuff you're doing." And I just mentioned this trio with Hugh and June, and he said, "Oh, I'd be interested to hear that." And that was the point when I sent stuff through to him, and he said, "Please send more." I sent it through to Manfred, and gave them a nudge, and the reply came back like, "This is." I got an email saying, "Who's this wonderful piano player with such a beautiful touch?" And this, I find this entirely moving. This music and
great.
And originally he said, "Let's go and record it all again in Lugano." And then I got a phone call while I was in the car, and he said, "Why am I going to change a single thing? It's perfect. I don't want to change a note." Mm. And it was just exactly as I presented it, in the same order and everything, and all we did was, like, you know, choose the gaps between the tunes and master it, really.
Well, we're going to talk to Hugh Warren now. I know you're playing at the Brecon Festival. I hope that goes well for you. I think it's a fantastic album, and thank you for giving us your time today, Ian.
We'll also be at Salisbury Playhouse on the 31st of June.
OK, we'll talk to Hugh Warren next. Thanks again, Ian.
Thank you, Claire.
Hugh, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Claire. It's lovely to be here.
Now, the last time I talked to you, you were doing something with prepared piano. Here you are now working with this fantastic, legendary June Tabor. Tell us about this project and how long you've worked with June.
Well, I've actually been working with June for 25 years now. I have to say that very quickly because it sounds so long ago. And it's sort of always been a parallel career, I guess, to my jazz career. But I've just been trying to, I guess, connect with that sort of song side and with a slightly more minimal approach. And you know, here we are today, 25 years later, with this great project.
And we were just saying to Ian, I mean, is it strange that you recorded this sort of, what was it, 2006, and now it's out? Do you listen back to it and wish you'd re-recorded it, or are you still happy with the recording? And
well, to be honest, it's a live recording, and when I hear it back, I'm still surprised that nobody coughs and the performances sound pretty good, you know.
Let's talk about the audience. I'm interested to find out what kind of people are coming to these Quercus gigs. Are they jazz lovers that have enjoyed folk, or are they folk lovers that are interested in hearing more jazz? Well, how's it being received and who by?
Well, I think it's a fairly even mix, but I think one of the things that we're doing with this project, or one of the things we're trying not to do anyway, is to suddenly turn folk songs, you know, to make them all jazzy. So I think what we're trying to do is find some kind of middle ground, almost a sort of our own sound. So I don't think the sort of diehard folk fans, there's not a lot there to offend them. So, you know, so far everyone seems to have they've loved it, so that's great.
Good. Tell us about the track we're going to play now, All I Ask of You.
Well, this was a tune that certainly I first heard on Ian's debut recording, Balloon Man, a very beautiful arrangement that him and Django Bates did on that record. And I actually played it to June many years ago, you know, way before we thought of this project, way before she'd met Ian. And she was really taken by it then, as it's a hymn. And you know, obviously on the original, that there's no singing, no words, but it's a beautiful melody. And later we then found out that it did have words, and with a little adjustment of the words, we came up with the version that we have now.
Brilliant. Well, it's a terrific record, and thank you so much, Hugh, for joining us. And let's hear Quercus and the track All I Ask of You. Thank you.
Is forever to remember me as loving you. All I ask of you is forever to remember me as loving you. Remember the joy of two hearts that beat as one, and the love that still lives on. laughter, joy in all you are and all the things you do. When you've time, you'll find them here for you. All I ask of you is forever to remember me as loving you. One short life, candlelight of hopes and of fears, briefly flames, then fades and disappears. But all I ask of you is forever to remember me as loving you.
From their new ECM release, Quercus, that was Ian Ballamy, Hugh Warren and June Tabor. And thanks to Ian and Hugh for joining us on the show. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, on FM, online and on DAB Digital Radio, coming to you from our studios at BBC Maida Vale. And coming up shortly, more session music from our very special guest band, the SF Circus Trio, featuring Gareth Lacrane. I'll be presenting Jazz Lineup with the BBC Big Band, conducted for the first time by Julian Arguelles on Saturday the 22nd of June. That's at the City Hall in Glasgow as part of the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra's Alive with Music weekend. The tickets are free, and for full details go to the Jazz Lineup page of the Radio 3 website. 7:30 p.m. is the start at the City Hall in Glasgow, and I hope to see you all there. On the 6th of May, Jazz Lineup recorded trumpeter Lindy Hamilton, who's been in the forefront of the Irish music scene for over 20 years and juggles life as a performing musician as well as being a BBC jazz broadcaster and jazz educator. At the Tower Hotel in Derry, Londonderry, as part of the celebrations for Derry's UK City of Culture, Lindy joined the US vocalist Dana Masters, fellow American Melaina Gillard on saxophone, Carl Harvey on bass, Scott Flanagan on piano, Steve Davis on drums and Lindley on trumpet. Let's hear them now with The More I See You.
The more I see you, the more I want you. Somehow this feeling just grows and grows with every sigh I become more. imagine how much I love you. The more I see you as years go by, I know the only one for me can only be you, babe. My arms won't free you and my heart won't try. Heart won't try, yeah.
More I See You by Lynnie Hamilton, sextet featuring Dana Masters, and that was recorded at this year's Derry Jazz Festival. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, on FM, online and on DAB Digital Radio. But from the Derry Jazz Festival to the Glasgow Jazz Festival. This year's festival takes place at venues across Glasgow between the 26th and the 30th of June, and Jazz Lineup will be there. We're planning on catching two giants of British jazz, pianist extraordinaire Stan Tracy and saxophonist Bobby Wellens. Well, here's a classic from the archives, featuring them both from one of the biggest-selling UK jazz albums of all time, Under Milk Wood. This is Starless and Bible Black. Stan Tracy and Bobby Wellens playing Starless and Bible Black from Under Milk Wood, recorded back in 1965 and inspired by the Dylan Thomas radio play. I'm sure some of you have that recording in your collection, and they're playing at the Old Fruit Market in Glasgow on June the 30th as part of this year's Glasgow Jazz Festival. Should be one not to be missed. Check out the link on Jazz Lineup's page via the Radio 3 website for more information on all the music at this year's festival. But time for some more live session music now here at the BBC Maid of Vale Studios. The SF Circus Trio, who are John Turville on keyboards, Jonathan Harvey on the bass, and this is the track Meditation.
Thank you.
Meditation, played by Asif Circus. Asif, do you meditate? I mean, I guess that perhaps that's part of your thing. You're a very calm
person.
Yes, it
is. Yeah.
You do?
It is part of my my life, meditation. I do some, you know, meditation, yoga, pranayama and things like this. These things are very much, for me, very much connected to music.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. So you practice every day, do some yoga and...
Whenever I can, yeah. I normally
play
every day.
All drummers should do that. Tell me about the guys you're playing with today and how long you've worked with them for.
Well, I've been playing with these guys for maybe the last 6 or 7 years. I've been playing with John Turville for quite a while, actually, now. He used to play in Gilad's band sometimes, Gilad Atzmon's band. And as I said, I met Gareth 5 or 6 years ago. We played on and off together. And Jonathan played with us on and off for the last 3 or 4 years, I think. Mm. So, yeah, we all know each other and love playing with each other. So,
when you write these tunes, do you specifically hear the keyboards that John has? Do you think... Do you tell him you want a Nord sound, or, I mean, does he just have...
Yes, when I'm composing the music, I'm thinking about the people who are playing, yes. Yeah. Yes.
Well, you're a very prolific musician. I mean, you play in lots of other people's bands. You are very connected to Tim Garland, aren't you?
Yes.
With the Lighthouse
Trio. Yes.
So is playing with your own band a real sort of special treat for you? Is it something you'd like to concentrate more on? Or?
Yes, absolutely. It's always, as I said, a treat for me to do this and to play the music that I compose. I always feel very special about it because when I play my music, I feel I am in certain areas, can express myself where I cannot do it in other places. I mean, I really enjoy playing with Tim and Guillem and all the other things I'm doing. It's fantastic. But as I said, it's a treat when I get a chance to actually play my music.
So tell us about the next track. And again, we're going to invite Gareth Lacaine.
Yes, the next track, as I said, is featuring Gareth, and it's called Together. And when I was composing this tune, I was really hearing his sound, and I knew it's gonna be good, and it was.
Let's hear it now. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was the track Together, played by the Asif Circus Trio featuring Gareth Lacrane on flute. And Asif's CD is called Shepherd's Stories, and the CD launch is on July the 17th. That's at the Pizza Express Jazz Club in Soho. Well, that's nearly it from Jazz Lineup this week, but don't forget there's plenty more jazz on BBC Radio 3 with Jazz on 3 with Jez Nelson. That's on Monday nights. This week, Jez presents pianist Django Bates and his beloved trio in concert. And on next week's Jazz Lineup, we continue the BBC Radio 3 celebration of British music from Wavington, the home of the Dankworth family, with performances from Leanne Carroll and Alan Barnes. But to finish today's show, pianist Jeff Eales and Andy Findon, who are two of the UK's most inspirational and eclectic musicians. And nowhere is this better exemplified than on their new album, The Dancing Flute, which features 13 compositions by Jeff. The CD is testament to the duo's all-inclusiveness, with classical, jazz, Latin and folk influences all present. Andy plays a variety of flutes, including alto flute, bass flute, piccolo and penny whistle. The album is a celebration of the life-enhancing qualities of the dance. So let's end with The Eternal Dance. From me, Claire Martin, until next time, bye-bye.